it lights my path, how it guides my way.
Today the reading is John 5, 31 to 47. He was the lamp that was burning and shining, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But the testimony I have is greater than the testimony of John. For the works which the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works that I do, testify about me that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me, he has testified about me. You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his form. Also, you do not have his word remaining in you because you do not believe him who he sent. You examine the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. And it is those very scriptures that testify about me, and yet you are not willing to come to me so that you may have life. I do not receive glory from people, but I know you, that you do not have the love of God in yourselves. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe when you accept glory from one another, and you do not seek the glory that is from the one and only God? Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. The one who accuses you is Moses, in whom you have put your hope. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? Yeah, Lord Jesus, we just we pray for Paola as she brings your word to us. I pray that you would open our eyes to see you, that you would speak through her, and through her we would have a greater understanding of you. Amen.
Hello, everyone. Now, can I ask the little ones to come closer? Caroline has something really fun here for you. And also, you will be closer to be my volunteers, if you would like to. Okay. Well, last week, Stephen did a wonderful preach on the first section of this passage, and he was helping us to understand. It's quite a very kind of deep theological discourse that Jesus does in this passage, but he helped us to unpack the first bit that was about who Jesus is and how he expands on his identity and the authority in which he's doing the things he's doing, the authority in which he moves and speaks. And so he reflected a lot on who God is and how Jesus is like God the Father. And now in this second half, we're going to think more about how do we receive Jesus and how do we witness him. So just a quick recap from last week. Who did Jesus say he was in this passage just before the one that we've read today? Jesus says that he is the Son of God, that he and the Father are one. He says that he has been sent by the Father. He says that because of him, we can know the Father's heart for us. We can believe in the Father, and then we can receive life eternal that Jesus himself gives us. He enables our faith in our Heavenly Father, and we can witness him and become like him. And obviously, this was provoking a little bit to the Jews. They didn't necessarily like it. But he goes on to explain to these Jews and say, actually, you have a wide range of witnessing going around that confirms that I'm telling you the truth, that prove that I am who I am and saying. And in this passage, we see the witnessing of man, and then Jesus talks about John the Baptist. Then we have witnessing of works, and then that talks about Jesus' miracles and the things that he did, the healings. Then he talks about the witnessing of the Father. And I think the most obvious example of that is Jesus' baptism, when the dove comes down and the Father says over Jesus, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." But also I think the way in which Jesus spoke and taught, the authority and the wisdom with which he spoke, was in and of itself proof that he was sent by the Father. And then he talks as well about the witnessing of Scripture. So in all these different things the Jews had pointing to Jesus as the Messiah, but somehow they still missed it. They couldn't receive him. Why? Jesus tells us that it's a matter of the heart. He tells us that even though they have the facts and the information, they had all the scriptures to reflect on and they were very good at it, somehow it couldn't translate into revelation because their hearts were not in the right place. And so this passage gives us three kind of ideas of how we can look into our hearts and things that Jesus pinpoints that can help us. So I'm going to ask my first volunteer, and for these, it's a set of three volunteers, but they need to be quite tall. So maybe someone in this table feels like being one of my volunteers. Alita, yes, you can be one. And now I know Akani is very tall, so I'm going to ask Akani, come here, come be my helper. Ooh, come on, come on, come on. And let's see, does Tom feel like it? Okay, Tom can come as well. There we go. We have three tall volunteers. So I'm going to read verse 42, and that is the first bit. It says, "But I know you, that you do not have the love of God in yourselves." So the first hint is to do with love. The second is in verse 38. It says, "And you do not have his word abiding in you, for you do not believe in him who he sent. So the Bible tells us that the word of God is a lamp onto our feet. So I've done this little light bulb. Akani, maybe you can hold that one for me. And then in verse 44, it says, "How can you believe when you receive glory from one another, but you do not seek the glory that is from the one and only God?" Something that has to do with glory. And then we know in the Bibles there are crowns of glory waiting for us. So I just did that one. And we're going to go through these three things in two rounds. So the first thing that we're going to be thinking about is about our hearts. Jesus is giving us an opportunity to look inwards and to assess our hearts, to think about what is it that is the content of our hearts? What are the treasures of our heart? What do we allow in? And what do we value? So the first thing, I need a volunteer, please. You can come, Evie May. Thank you. The first thing is, can you read this for everyone?
Loving the Father.
Good. So which one do you think is going to go in? Loving the Father into the heart. That's it. Can you paste it for me? That's it. Thank you, Evie May. So the first question we can ask ourselves when we look into our hearts and we are reflecting on it is, do we love the Father? Do we nurture our love for the Father? Do we seek to increase our fellowship, our intimacy? Do we enjoy just dwelling in the presence of the Father? The second one, can I have maybe Elia? Are you happy to come and help Mummy? No? Okay then. Evelyn, too busy with stickers? Okay, maybe I'm going to start asking volunteers myself. Rosa, thank you. I knew you would be up for it. Thank you. Well done. So, Rosa, you can go for this one. You can read. What does it say?
The word in us, Scripture and Jesus.
So this is the second thing. Which one do you think is going to go in? You put it in the one that you think. That's it. Anywhere you want, you go for it. Thank you. So it says, Jesus is saying, if my word doesn't abide in you, then how are you going to believe in me? So do we allow the word to abide in us? And is a scripture, do we allow the word that is written about Jesus, about who he is, about what he wants for us? Do we allow it to be in us and shape us? But it's also about the word of God, Jesus. Do we allow his presence to fill us? And then number three in verse 44, we have the last one. And I'll need another volunteer. Evie May is up for going another time. Thank you. Do you want to read that one?
Pride or idolatry.
Thank you. Where do you think he's going to go? Well done. Thank you. So here Jesus is saying, you're very happy to receive glory from one another, but you miss out on receiving glory from the one and only God. And I think we can fall in the trap of, first of all, flattery. We like to be said how well we did at something or how good we are at something. And that can easily lead us into pride. Or we can very easily look at other people and think how incredibly amazing they are. And before we know it, we've put them in a pedestal. And without realizing, we can fall into the trap of idolatry. And Jesus is saying, watch out, because you don't want any of those in your heart. You want to receive the words of affirmation of your Father, first and foremost. Of course, if someone comes with words of affirmation, that is in a way of love, and we want to receive them, but they need to be done in the right spirit for us to receive it, so it doesn't hinder us in other ways. But also, we want to be giving glory to our Father in heaven. So we give and we receive glory so that we don't fall in pride and idolatry. And all these three things are like exercises of heart that we do. And we do them, and they're all underpinned by the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We can know the love of the Father, and we can respond to that love because of the Holy Spirit in us. We can learn, understand, and grow in understanding wisdom in the Word of God, and let it transform us from within because of the Holy Spirit. But we can know the presence of Jesus in our lives because of him. And we can be people that give glory to Jesus and hear his words of affirmation, again, because of the revelation of the Holy Spirit. So these things are things that are done in intimacy and in fellowship with our Heavenly Father in that dwelling place. And it has to do with the things that are going inwards. But the other side of the coin is that there is an outwards expression of all these invisible things that are happening inside of us. And that is the witnessing. Jesus wants us to reflect what is flowing outwards from the springs of life that are flowing inside. Jesus ascended to heaven. He was the one witnessing to the Father. He died, rose again, went up to heaven, and now we, the church, are the ones that continue to bear fruit for him, to bear witness, saying to people, look at Jesus, believe in the Father, be saved. So how can we assess or know that we're doing a good job in our witnessing? And again, the text gives us three hints. Well, I'm sure it gives us more. I chose three. So I'll need volunteers again. So Grace, are you up for being another one? You can be my next one.
Witnessing Jesus.
Very obvious. So where do you think he's going to go? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Oh, yeah. So the verse 31 says, if I alone bear witness of myself, my testimony is not true. So Jesus is saying, me just saying who I am is not enough. Instead, you also have John the Baptist talking about me, you have the works that I'm doing, you have the Father, and you have Scripture. And then all of it together is powerful enough for you to understand who I am. But this made me consider how easy it is for us to give witness of ourselves rather than of Jesus. I know it's really obvious that we're to witness Jesus, but maybe what is in our heart affects who we're witnessing and what we're witnessing. Whatever it is that we are invested in, that we will talk about. It's very easy to see a mom or a dad talking about their children. If you're in a foreign land, it's very easy to see yourself talking about your homeland very often. If you like cooking, you'll talk about cooking. Whatever it is that we're invested and involved in and enjoying, that's what we will normally talk about. So very naturally, if we love the Father and we love Jesus, we will be doing good witnessing. We will speak of the things that are in our hearts. So what are we invested in? What are we proud of that we can talk about it very easily? And then the second one, let's see, do we have any helpers who would like to come? Rosa is probably up. Oh, no, not Rosa. Evie May, you're up again? Come then, come. Sorry, I couldn't see you because of this thing. There you go. You can read it.
Joy plus light.
Joy and light. Well done. Where do you think it's going to go? Joy and light. Good. You go for it. Thank you. So in verse 35, it says, talking about John the Baptist, he says, he was a lamp that was burning and was shining, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. So are we lights shining brightly and bringing joy around us? John the Baptist was a lamp filled with the oil of the Holy Spirit, shining Jesus, bringing hope around him. And we can be lamps filled with oil. If you were last week at the celebration, you would have heard a preach from Phil Tate that was amazing. He preached on the parable of the 10 bridesmaids and how they had their lamps. Some of them were ready with their lamps full of oil. Some of them were not ready. And he encouraged us, let's be ready with our lamps full of oil. So this is the same idea. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit to bring light and joy wherever we go. And then the last one, my last volunteer. Grace, would you like to come again? It's just that there are not many super keen volunteers today, so we can double and triple. You go.
Faithful ambassadors.
That's it. Thank you. Faithful ambassadors. So in verse 36, it says, but the witness that I have is greater than that of John. For the works which the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. So do our actions, our decisions flow out of the Father's heart? Do we work as our Father works? Do we do it in the same spirit, the same priorities, the same principles, the same fruit? If we do, then we are being good witnesses, faithful ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven. And we are reflecting the glory of our King. So thank you very much, guys. Are you happy to stay there for 5 more minutes? Yeah, thank you. Okay. You're doing a great job, I have to say. You've been very patient. Okay, so just to finish, while I was reading this passage, 2 sayings came into my mind. One of them is a Spanish saying, so I'm really sorry if it doesn't sound very cool and it's a bit lost in translation. But basically it says, tell me who you hang out with and I'll tell you who you are. And these talk to me about abiding. This idea of the more time we spend with Jesus, the more we are transformed to his image. Our inside is transformed. The second saying is this English one that says, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. I think that's how it goes. And that talks to me more about belonging. And the more that we belong to Jesus, the more we will look like him. And the more we are witnessing to him is to do with the outside. And these both, the abiding and the witnessing, the inwards and the outwards, the invisible and the visible, they all feed into who we are, our own identity. We've been reflecting on Jesus' identity. We can reflect in our own identity. And these two allow us to become the people that God wants us to be and to be effective. But all of it, all of these things start at the heart. Because if the heart is in the right place, then everything else falls into place. And the Lord can really work in us and with us to take us further. So I would just like to finish reading a verse that says, "Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life." Proverbs 4, verse 23. Let us continue to guard our hearts. Make sure that they're filled with the love of the Father, shaped by the word of God, flowing with the springs of life, so that we can continue to bring good fruit and bear good witness to our God. Amen.
Let your living word abide in me so richly as I abide in you. Let your living word abide in me.